Hi, it's Ellen DeGeneres. Welcome to my podcast. We're going to listen to some of the best moments from the show, and it's going to be hosted by four executive producers that I love. Happy listening.
On today's episode of Ellen on the Go, Jake Gyllenhaal uses Adam Levine to text Ellen. Kris Jenner gets an epic grandchild surprise right on our set. Kid geography experts Nate and Landon are adorable pen pals. The very hunky Jason Momoa tells us where he found his python.
What?
Yeah.
And Banana Split Boy.
I don't know if we have time for Banana Split Boy.
Banana Split Boy.
I'm Andy Lassner.
I'm Mary Connolly.
Kevin Lehman II.
Ed Glavin.
Ellen DeGeneres.
That's right.
I'm here.
Very big day. Ellen DeGeneres.
Wait, now when we talk about the Banana Split Boy, you don't have, it's a podcast. There are no photos. No.
What Ellen, is we describe it to them, and then we direct them, we'll tweet a photo.
I see.
And then we direct them to the broadcast.
I see.
Where they will see Banana Split
Boy. By the way, these are not good anymore. These,
you know what? No. They're going to be extra sweet when I have them.
Ellen's holding up some old bananas right now.
Kevin makes banana bread.
Listen, I buy the bananas on Sunday, and they have to last me 5 days. I can't get to the market between Sunday and Friday.
That's the thing about bananas. You have to anticipate when you want one.
Yes.
They don't have a great lifespan.
No.
I know.
Like fruit flies.
And Glavins.
We're throwing that around on the Glavin front. This generation is going to outlive the previous.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, shouldn't be that hard to do.
All right. Andy and friends.
It's Andy and friends. That's right. Ellen DeGeneres, thank you for coming today.
Oh, Andy Lassner. Thank you for having me.
Do you have a new project? What brings you here?
I have nothing to promote. I just wanted to hang out with you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
That's amazing. You hear that, guys? No project. Here to just be with us. We're very excited.
I think we should start with general public.
Let's talk about Porsche's art.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about Porsche's art.
First of all, she's feeling great, so that's good.
Yeah. No, Porsche's not wearing gloves
or a mask.
Porsche's wearing a mask at home. And by the way, Kris Jenner, when I walked in there today to her dressing room, her makeup artist was wearing a mask. And I was like, why are you wearing a mask? And nobody would talk. And then I said, are you sick? And she said, no, I'm not sick. And then I saw that she had been drinking Emergency. And then when she walked out, she had a lozenge in her mouth. And I was like, you're sick. And she goes, maybe a little. So now I may be sick, you guys.
Thanks, Kris Jenner.
But Porsche's sick. I guess there's something going around. So she's at home with a mask and gloves on.
But as we've spoken about before.
She does that a lot.
We hope you feel better.
As we've talked about
Porsche
before.
Feel better.
Porsche has an amazing company called General Public.
Yep. Uh-huh.
They have had a line recently at Restoration Hardware. There's new artwork. Which, as I've talked about before, I have a number of pieces in my home.
Oh,
so now
fancy.
Lori's all over the new stuff and
you know
thinks
who
it's
else
amazing.
Has a number? Sandra Bullock has bought a bunch. She's
wow.
bought like oh,
really?
16.
Wow.
Everybody, I mean, wow. the stuff is so good. And if you go to RH, you can call it Restoration Hardware, but
yeah,
it's called
RH,
it's RH
now.
You're like calling like blush rouge
yeah.
or conditioner or cream rinse.
He's wearing a blouse, so it makes sense.
Yeah, so Sandy and I have some pieces in our house.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Sandy Bullock.
What?
But if you go to the RH website, or you can go to generalpublic.art, which is Porsche's art website, and the newest stuff. Because the thing is that she started this company a couple of years ago, and a handful of artists found out about it, and they started submitting their art. And now the more popular it is, the more it's selling, more and more artists from all over the world are sending their pieces.
That's
and,
fantastic.
And they're getting mailbox money, because what she does is she scans it. It's 3D printing, and you can't tell the difference. They get theirs
back. By 3D printing, we mean you touch it, you feel it. It feels like an oil painting. It's raised. It's people come to the house and want to know who the artists are. It's nice.
And any artist, you know, worth their weight wants you to touch and feel their paintings.
Well, that's the thing.
What
you
I'm saying is you don't need to touch and
feel. You can with this, but that's the thing. With most art, you shouldn't walk up and touch and feel it, but with this, you actually can.
Ed. Ed.
And the thing is, as Andy said, it's like, it's the texture, it's exactly the same as the real thing.
Crazy.
And yet, the artist gets their original back, and then they get mailbox money. They get money just sent every time a piece sells, so we're helping the artist.
Go to RH.com, check out this stuff. And the prices on this stuff, just so you know, is unbelievable when you're thinking about like pieces that are going to change the look of an entire house.
I'm not going to speak for Sandy Bullock.
Yeah.
But I know if you're buying pieces, Andy, they're affordable.
Oh, wow. They are very affordable. they're at a good price point.
Right.
And but they're special. They're
well, of course, it's special pieces.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just art. It's curated by Portia. So she is picking pieces that she loves, that she knows are like really cool works.
And if you know anything about Ellen and Portia's taste, it's insane.
It's insane.
So, if you know anything about Ellen and Portia's taste, you know we can't afford it.
That's true.
Right.
Well, you can't, but Sandy and I can. So, yeah. So check
and
it
then,
out.
Right. And Portia also, general public, has an Instagram account that also features the art and just stories about the company and is interesting to
follow.
General public.
Yeah, it is. It is generalpublic.art.
Portia's a wonderful person to follow on Instagram.
Yeah. Yes, she
posts some wonderful things.
She does.
Once in a while, she posts pictures of our animals.
Nice.
Which is
how many followers?
377,000 followers.
Oh, she needs more than that.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
That's general public art.
Yeah,
she needs.
Let's talk about the ratio. Following 200.
Let's set a goal.
Let's 500,000.
No, I say a million.
Yeah, a million.
My goal is a million for Portia.
At a million on this podcast, we will give away
a piece of general public art.
General public
art. I love that.
Signed on the back by Ellen DeGeneres, Portia de Rossi, and Andy Lassner.
Oh. How do you give that to the millionth person, you're saying?
No.
How do you do this?
We'll figure out how to give it away.
Okay.
But someone will win.
Okay. Once she reaches a million, we then...
One of those million followers on Instagram will get one of the pieces from General Public Art, again signed by Ellen DeGeneres, Portia de Rossi...
And Andy Lassner.
Andy Lassner.
Andy, can you go to Sandy? Can Sandy also sign it?
I could talk to Sandy. Her schedule right now with films and stuff, it's like we hardly see each other.
Really?
Yeah, we keep...
But you text, right?
Obviously.
What are her kids'
She doesn't
names
respond,
again?
But I think it's her number.
How are her kids doing, and what are their names
again? What are their names again, Andy?
Good. She doesn't like to get the names out in public, so we're not going to talk about that.
You never saw anyone lie as fast as Andy could lie.
Nope. I'm good at it.
I've seen people lie.
He looks at Ellen in the eye and goes, no, I'm not vaping, and the vape's in his hand.
Right.
You know, as parents, you face that inevitable moment of panic as summer approaches, am I right? It's up to you to figure out what to do with your kids while school is out. Well, summer's almost here. But no need to panic, Andy. Take my advice. Take your kids to Mathnasium.
Studies have shown that kids lose as much as 6 weeks of learning over the summer. It's called the summer slide. And math skills take the biggest hit. But that can be avoided with just a few hours a week at Mathnasium.
Their fun summer math learning programs will help your kids retain what they learn during the school year and get ahead, improve their problem-solving skills and critical thinking. I know what you're thinking. It's summertime. I don't want to make my kids go learn math. Mathnasium makes it fun. Mathnasium's expert instructors and their engaging face-to-face teaching makes kids actually look forward to learning math. And best of all, Mathnasium works around your family's summer schedule. Drop into one of their 1,000 locations.
Help your kids avoid the summer slide. Contact Mathnasium today. We have a special URL and phone number just for our listeners. Visit mathnasium.com/Ellen or call 855-912. 12 math. That's mathnasium.com/ELLEN or call 855-912-MATH.
Jake Gyllenhaal. That was a funny story, Ellen, with Jake Gyllenhaal, Adam Levine, and Ellen.
Yes.
Basically, Mary, what happened?
No, I think Ellen should tell it.
Well, yeah,
Ellen,
we do have
Ellen, because Ellen is friends
Ellen
with
is
Adam Levine.
Ellen is integral to the story.
Yeah. Ellen is great friends with Adam Levine and adores Jake Gyllenhaal.
Right.
And yes. So what happened, Ellen?
Well, I don't even know how it came up, but Adam and I were texting, and I don't even remember. I said, have you seen my special yet? Because he said something that sounded like he didn't, and he said,
and this is months after it's been released.
Yeah,
exactly. Every friend would have seen it by now.
A good friend.
Any true friend.
Any true fan listening would have seen my special Relatable on Netflix by now.
Available.
Streaming now wherever you have Netflix.
Streaming now.
So he said, no, I'm so embarrassed because Jake Gyllenhaal told me how much he loved it. And I was so scared when you were over here the other night, you were going to bring it up. And, you know, and it's like, if you're that scared, why, you know. And anyway, I didn't know the backstory of this. And so he goes, I'm going to watch it tonight. I'm going to watch it right now. So Jake Gyllenhaal is on the show the other day, and he told me that he emailed Adam because he didn't have my information, told Adam to tell me how much he loved my special. And
said,
Adam,
I know you're friends with Ellen. Yeah, please tell her how much
please pass
it's all
along.
Relatable. It blew me away.
Yes. So Adam said, I can't give her this because I haven't seen it yet.
I'll get in trouble.
Yeah. Instead of him looking at it that night, because this was a while ago, he still hadn't watched it up until recently till I guilted him into it. And then Jake texted me the copy of the email he sent.
He did?
Just to prove. Yeah.
That it was real.
So
I
then, and then what happened when Adam finally decided to watch it?
So Adam, he said, I'm going to watch it tonight. And so I went to bed because it was 8:30. And so...
it's literally not even dark.
So... I wake up in the morning and he had started texting like, oh my God, this is so good. Oh my. And all through it, like, I can't believe how revealing this is. And you know, this, and it goes on and on and on. And I'm clearly not responding because I'm asleep. And then he ends it with good talk. And so I texted him. I said, I went to sleep and but he, so then he finally saw it and he liked it. And, but yeah, Jake sends him that. And instead of him going, I better watch it because now I have to pass this on, he just holds on to that email, doesn't send it to me or tell me about it, and still doesn't watch my special.
Right.
Adam Levine is not a true friend.
No.
But that should be a hashtag.
What is fun, though, is knowing how much Adam Levine fears you.
Yeah, that is true.
Exactly.
Which
is important.
That's a fun thing.
Yeah,
too.
I'm not
that's
telling,
a fun
he's thing. He's not telling Ellen that he did not watch the podcast, this special.
Well, here's more of Jake and Ellen.
How are you? It's good
I'm
to see
you. So good.
It has been a long time since you've been here.
I know, but you know, I watch you almost all the time.
You do?
I do.
Oh, thanks.
I saw your show, Relatable.
Oh, the stand-up special.
The stand-up special.
Thank you.
It was so, so good.
Thank you very much.
I couldn't stop watching. It was late at night, and I should have been going to sleep, and I couldn't. I watched the entire thing. In fact, I wrote you an email. Oh, we have a mutual friend.
Yes.
And I know that you know Adam Levine. And so I wrote him and I said, hey, can I write a note to Ellen and you can send it to her? And he was like, sure, yeah, of course. I said, I loved her show, blah, blah, blah. I wrote you a note and I said, I loved your show, da, da. And then he wrote me back and he was like, I can't send this to her. I haven't seen her show yet.
Right.
Did you get it?
How long ago did you send that to him?
Like two months ago or something.
All right. So somehow it came up, and I said, have you even seen my stand-up special yet? And he goes, no, and I felt when you were over the other night, I felt so bad that you were going to bring it up and everything, and Jake Gyllenhaal loves it, and I didn't know you wrote to him, but he goes, Jake Gyllenhaal was talking about how great it is. And I said, I can't believe you haven't watched my special. You know, you're my friend. He goes, I will. I'm going to watch it right now. And so I went to bed, and I woke up to a million texts of like, oh, my God, this is so great. Oh, my God, this is on and on and on. Like, and then it, at the end, because I'm not responding, I'm sleeping. It says, good talk. but anyway, he never did pass it on, even though he saw it now.
And also your comedian's cars getting coffee.
Somebody's getting coffee.
Jerry Seinfeld show.
Yes.
So good.
Oh, thanks.
So good.
Well, like, so you do watch me when you're not around.
Like weirdly non-stop.
I like it. Well,
You shouldn't give me your email.
No, you should. Yes, you should. I'll give you my number. You text me directly.
Okay.
Because I like to text you.
Last week at this time, Kevin had like a full lumberjack beard and mustache.
I did.
Like, it had grown, you were growing it a long time.
Yeah, and I didn't ask him to trim it.
No.
Like the brawny guy.
Every day.
Like
and
the
then,
brawny guy.
Friday night, we were at the Daytime Emmy Awards.
Yes, we were nominated.
We were nominated. And Kevin walks in the whitest, brightest suit I've ever seen.
Yep.
With his lovely fiance, Chris Patrick.
Yep.
And... no beard.
No beard. Just a mustache.
Just a mustache.
Surprise.
Surprise.
And a good buzz.
Drunk drunk as can be.
Before you got there.
Oh,
you have.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
For Friday, you have to be.
Oh, I see.
You can't rely on
the booze that when you get there.
Getting,
he said, the thing started at 7, and Kevin said, the writers need to leave early today. We have to get ready. It started at 7.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Well, and the good news is, we should just let everyone know that the writers won a Daytime Emmy Award on Friday night.
Very great group of people. They were so excited.
As did Ellen for outstanding writing.
Yay.
Ellen was a winner for writing.
Yep.
Our sound engineer, Terry Fountain, won for sound.
Our director.
And our director, Liz Patterson. Liz Patterson won.
And then we won for Best Show on Sunday night.
Best Show. So woo-hoo. All of,
I don't know what more you guys
all of you
want
here,
from us.
All of us here won for Best Show.
Yes. And then, great weekend.
Because that's not enough. Then we do a podcast twice a week. It's like...
How is this podcast doing? Are we doing...
Has it been nominated for anything?
What?
The podcast. Yeah,
we got the potty.
We're nominated for potty.
We got a potty.
Finally one we can get.
Yeah, one of the potties. I don't know when the potties are, but we're going to be nominated. Can we talk about what happened with Kris Jenner live on our stage today, Mary? What happened with Elle? It was crazy.
We had Kris Jenner on the show, on the Mother's Day show. We were doing our annual Mother's Day show where we give everyone in the audience thousands of dollars and stuff. And Kris Jenner was the guest. And we were surprising Kris Jenner with as many of her grandchildren as we could rally. She has a lot of them.
Yeah.
And we had all of Kim and Kanye's kids and all of Kourtney's kids, I believe.
Yeah.
And they were going to be brought onto the stage by Kourtney Kardashian and Kim Kardashian.
Sure. Exactly.
Now all a surprise
to
Kris.
That's fun.
That's a fantastic, you know, that's a fantastic
like that?
Mother's Day surprise.
That's what you call a sweeps beat.
Sure.
The doors open and Kourtney comes out.
With six kids.
With Kim's kids. And Kourtney's kids.
No Kim. Which is not cool.
And Kourtney has news to deliver to Kris Jenner.
But this is big news. We broke it here on the show, so here it is.
You know I like surprising you.
Yeah.
Okay, so, hey, Kourtney and six of your grandkids, come on out. Let me see which one is the best behaved. Scoot on over, everybody. Let's meet everybody.
Here, Northy, scoot that way for one.
Oh my gosh.
North, head west.
Oh, you guys got me.
Okay. All right.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you
this
can
the
all
best
fit.
Surprise.
Okay,
I've been
let's
gone
get
for a week.
I hope so. So let's get the names. You are
Penelope.
Mason.
Chicago.
Hi, Chicago.
North.
Hi, North.
Rain.
What's He's your crazy. Name?
Rain.
Yeah.
Say?
Rain.
And yes, Rain.
Yeah. Rain and say, yes.
Or maybe anyone doesn't know my name.
Maybe anyone doesn't know my name.
Oh, no, we know your name, Rain. I just couldn't see you, and I couldn't really. Hi, Rain. And North, we met a long time ago.
For me.
I don't know if you remember. Hey, North, do you remember us meeting a long time ago?
Yes.
Where were we?
I don't know.
See, but it's good that you said yes. That's smart to do. All right, so surprise.
Oh,
were you
thank
surprised?
You so much. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. I'm
so excited. I saw Rain and Penelope last night for a couple minutes, and I've been gone for a minute, and so I haven't seen the rest of them. So this makes me so happy.
And is she a good grandmother? What's the best thing about her being a grandmother?
I don't know.
No. Mason.
I love when I go shopping with her.
Chicken!
Oh,
good one.
She's a spoiler. Hey, yeah. Rainy, can you chill?
Nope. I'm a zombie.
Saint's enjoying it very much. All right.
Northy, thank you for coming.
So, Kourtney,
Where got my computer?
Okay, so chill.
Kourtney, Kim was supposed to be here.
Kim was supposed to be here. Hey! Can you
this is what
chill
it's like when we're
second?
On an airplane. Yeah. It's wild.
Tickle, bye-bye.
It's crazy.
All right, explain where Kim is and why
so,
she's not here.
Kim was supposed to be here. Hey, you've got to chill. So
I'll give you another cake if you just be really listen
okay,
to the.
Okay, no, but I need candy.
I'll let you
okay, okay, chill.
I'll get you some candy. Listen to your imaginary friend.
Okay, I'll give you some.
All right, well, good luck. Try to.
I know. So, my mom doesn't even know this, but Kim's surrogate went into labor.
No.
So
no.
She's at the hospital.
What are we doing sitting here? Come on, Ellen.
I know.
This morning when we went in to brief Ellen, this is a couple of hours before we taped the show, Johnny Norman, who produced Kris, came into Ellen's office and said, so... the plan has changed. It's not going to be Kourtney and Kim. It's just going to be Kourtney because Kim's surrogate is in labor and we can't talk about it. We just can't reveal that. Not even Kris knows. We're not going to tell her until
you know, whatever. And then from there, it became that we were going to tell Chris on the show. And then we had to work to keep it from the rest of the family. Like, we couldn't tell anyone around Chris so that she wouldn't know until Courtney. So we knew that Kim Surrogate was in labor before Chris knew that Kim Surrogate was in
correct.
Labor. Yeah. And the reaction that she had on the stage was hilarious. Why are we sitting here?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
I knew she was going to. I was like, we're just going to make her want to leave. And she did.
But she's
very excited. She just texted me, and they're very excited.
I got to tell you one thing. So, like, I've been working a lot, and I haven't seen Chris much. So we decided to go dinner last night. My sister's been raving about this Mexican place down the road, so we try a new place, not Don Cuco's. We go in, order our food. Everything's great. All of a sudden, this woman gets on the mic. She's like, all right, it is Wednesday. That means it's kid karaoke.
No!
After you ordered.
Child karaoke. Yeah. Seven
baby shark.
After you've ordered,
insane.
So you're in.
I saw
you're
it
in.
On Chris's Instagram. His caption was, "This is a thing."
Oh, that's horrible.
Horrible.
Oh my god. That is.
That's horrible.
So sorry, Kevin.
Jason Momoa was on the show.
Yes. And he's a big hunk of man.
He's a huge, gorgeous hunk of man.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting in the control room after the interview. He hangs out forever. He was very excited.
It was his first time on the show, and he really loved Ellen.
He was in love with Ellen.
He was like high when he came off stage.
The entire time.
So he's out there playing ping pong.
Matt, who plays Pickle Boy, was behind me in the control room. And I'm sitting there doing my work. And by work, I mean I was sketching him shirtless on the paper in front of me.
him being Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa. And all of a sudden, from behind, there is a gigantic arm around my neck in a headlock. He's shaking me, and my teeth are clanking together. And I'm instantly like, what is Matt doing? And it then dawns on me that it's Jason Momoa. I look around. I mean, it all happened so insanely fast. I was dying. I still get hot and sweaty thinking about it.
So Jason Momoa's producer is in the control room, and I turn to him and I say, because I know Kevin is he's talking about how crazy he is the whole time he's on the show, and I ask him to go get Jason Momoa to surprise Kevin. Ask it as quietly as I can, and he won't. He says he's playing ping pong. I don't want to interrupt him.
Oh, this is Matt. Before the show.
No, this is after the show.
You had a post tape,
and he hung out.
He hung out for a while. Yeah,
forever.
And played ping pong. Wow.
So then I go to one of the PAs on the wall, Brendan, who's just brand new to television, and I go, Brendan, go tell Jason Momoa that there's a guy in here who's crazy about him, and I would love him to surprise him. He's our head writer, and his name's Kevin. And Brendan goes, now? I go, right now. Whatever he's doing, just go ask him. The worst thing, he'll say no.
He'll say no.
Like 30 seconds later, Jason Momoa sneaks into the control room and was so adorable and
he
sweet.
He really is adorable.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy.
Very sweet.
I can't believe he played ping pong. Was he good? I should have played him.
I didn't get to see.
Darn
it. Yeah. I'm sure he is. He's probably good at everything.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he's got to suck at one thing.
But you're good at ping pong.
No. Yeah, I like ping pong, but, you know, he may have been too good for me.
Maybe not.
Good looking dude, though.
I doubt it.
Yes, handsome.
Let's hope that with that body, there's one thing that he struggles with.
Let's wish that upon him.
I've heard a lot about your house. Explain it. You've got an axe throwing area?
Yeah, I've built a huge rock climbing wall, and now we're building a bigger rock climbing wall, and there's half pipes and tomahawk throwing and bow and arrow and airstreams and teepees and skateboard. You know, it's
sort of like what you do for a living, but you're just doing it at home.
Yeah.
And then you have animals all over the place.
Yes.
What do you have?
We have my wife has a donkey, and we have two like half wolves and a dog, and another one just passed, and then we have a snake.
What kind of snake?
It's a ball python. Mm-hmm. It's the oldest in the family. She's been around for a long time.
And where do you keep the snake, inside or outside?
I actually got a really funny story.
Okay.
About the snake.
I love funny stories.
Yes. This snake actually got out because there was a little crack in the glass. It got out, and we thought it was completely gone forever. It was summertime.
Right.
And it was gone, and we just left it that it was eaten up in out in nature. And on Christmas Eve, 6 months later, the dogs are going off. I come upstairs naked, and I'm like trying to scare whatever's outside, and all of a sudden I hear something rattle inside, and the dog's growling. And I turn around, and it's just something on the floor. And there was a balloon that had went down from my kid's birthday, and the snake had come out, and it was in the house for 6 months.
What did it eat?
It was underneath the refrigerator. That's the only place we didn't look.
How big is the snake?
You don't want to let it out of the,
Yeah.
Yeah.
We looked everywhere. Well, didn't go into the fridge.
You clearly did not look everywhere.
Didn't. Anyways.
What did it eat for 6 months? Do you know? I mean, you
we
had
have a lot of acres, so you get a couple of field mice running in there, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
That's scary, too.
Can we talk for a minute about Nate and Landon, our little geography experts?
I love them so much.
I do, too.
I mean, they come out holding hands. It's the sweetest thing you ever saw in your life.
It's just unbelievable. So Nate has done our show for a couple of years as a geography expert, and then we come across Landon, who is also a young geography expert, who has seen Nate on our show and
adores Nate
and wanted to make Nate his best friend. And so we introduce them on the show, and lo and behold, Landon's wish comes true. They become best friends. They live in separate cities halfway across the country from one another.
I think Connecticut and Oklahoma?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they communicate by writing letters to each other.
Sort of writing letters. Yeah. I think it'd be good for sweeps if we bring on another young geography expert and see if he breaks them up, like who goes to who.
That would be
I think it'd be great to another 9-year-old geography expert.
You want to do a reality show?
And just see what happens.
Just someone
experts?
To come between them.
Yeah.
Just a little conflict.
Like see who...
You have to choose one at the end of the episode.
I did a show like that for a while.
Yeah, they love each other, though. It's cute.
So and then they're very like cute. So smart.
Yeah, they're smart.
They're
smart.
One picture they're playing a game against Henry Winkler, a geography game.
Yep.
And the one picture comes up, and the one kid guesses a country and is wrong. Nate guessed it wrong. And then Landon, who's like 5, jumps in and goes, that's Turkmenistan.
Yeah.
You're like...
Countries you've never heard of.
Yes. Right.
I did not
Who the
know.
Hell knows
I
yeah.
wasn't even close looks like.
To the answer on any of them. I had no idea on any of them.
You knew Connecticut.
Yes, but I wouldn't have. Maybe. I don't know that I would have. I recognized the shape, but I would have said Oklahoma.
No.
I know Israel. I know what that looks like.
Great.
I'm just blown away by kids who have that kind of knowledge.
Yes,
it's insane.
And they have just. And they appear to just have fun learning all that stuff.
Right.
Here they are.
Here's a clip of Nate and Landon and Ellen.
Here they are.
Hello, you two. How are you?
Good. Awesome.
Good. I'm so glad to see you again. It's been 4 months since you have seen each other, right?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what did you miss about Nate, Landon?
Talking to him about geography.
Yeah. And what did you miss about Landon?
His hugs.
Oh. That's really sweet. That's sweet. Did you miss his hugs as well?
Yeah.
Aw, you just didn't want to say it.
Yeah.
We
gave us a hug when we were in our hotel.
Oh, that's really sweet. So y'all are best friends now. You said you wanted to be best friends, and you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you write letters to each other? I have a couple of them right here. From Nate, Dear Landon, do you like robots? I don't. Do you like cars? I do. When is your birthday? Is it sunny in Oklahoma? Do you like Play-Doh? I do. Do you like carrots? Do you like coffee? Love, Nate. yep. Then this is from Landon. Hi, it's been in the 60s. We've been doing yard work. Love, Landon.
I read that one.
Yeah, you didn't read that one?
No, I don't think so.
That was his answer to all of your questions. So now both of you have lost two teeth, right?
Yep.
Okay, how many did you lose, Landon?
Two,
and did you lose some?
Six.
So you lost them early on. Do you have any advice on losing teeth?
Yes. Wash your teeth, and if you get money, give it to Miss Ellen so Miss Ellen can help the gorillas with their habitat and be a part of the Ellen Fund.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Wow, Nate, that was really sweet of you to give my shout-out, a little shout-out from my fund. All right, so you both are big brothers as well.
Yes,
y'all have so much in common. So do you like being do you have a little sister that you get along with?
No. She's very annoying.
Oh.
She's very annoying.
Why is she? What makes her annoying?
She bothers me when I rest quietly.
Oh.
And she begs me to play with her.
Oh.
Every single day. Well, almost every single day.
Okay.
Same thing with me.
Your sister annoys you also?
Yeah, she pretty much always keeps me up all night. Every day we have sleepovers.
Oh, no. Well, that's going to change, though. When you get older, I used to bug my brother also, and he didn't like it, but now we're really close.
All right, I have to go.
Yeah, you got
to
go.
What do you mean?
My wife is sick. I need to go home and take care of her.
Well, what do you have to say to all our listeners?
How is that going to go? How is it going to be that you take care of her? What's going to happen when you get home?
Well, the chef will have made something.
Yeah.
You know.
The chef will have made something?
Yeah.
Tell him to take it.
And then I'll go into the media room and watch a movie.
Oh my God, I love you so much.
Send her good thoughts. We'll text each other from the other room.
Yep.
I'll go home and pet her little head or whatever, she wants me to do.
Love on her.
Sweet.
Yeah. But she's, she was at work. She just texted me she's on her way home. She went to, I told her not to go to work because she's traveling. I know.
Yeah.
I told her that. But so she needs to prepare for her trip because she's traveling all next week.
Wow.
So
she's busy.
Well, please give her our love.
Yeah.
Tell her we love her. We hope she feels better.
And then we need a piece of art for the contest we just created. So.
We're going to get her a million. Yeah.
And once we have a million
followers.
Once a million followers, someone is going to win a free, beautiful piece of art. You get to choose. You can go to the website and say, this is what I want, and we will get that.
And Ellen will sign it. Portia will sign it.
And Andy will sign it.
Thank you. A banana split boy will sign it.
Yeah.
Okay, stop. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you, Ellen.
Thank you, Ellen. We love having you here.
Thank you. Yes, and I'll stop by more often because if that helps us get to a million, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Well, great.
We're going to get.
We love that.
If we've learned nothing about you, Ellen, it's that when you want to get a million followers, you get them.
You just go ahead and
get them. This is America's fastest growing podcast. So. Oh,
Ellen's dress is caught in the chair. Hold on. Let me. Thank you for dressing up for the podcast.
I forgot my purse.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, there it is. Hold on.
Bye, dear.
Ryan, carry her train out.
Goodbye, Ellen.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, that was a treat. Close the door.
Okay, so let's do it real from the top.
Okay.
On to next episode of Ellen on the Go.
Boy, she wouldn't stop.
Oh,
no. My wife. Chat this and the chat that.
I'm Ellen. I'm in.
Adam Levine's
sometimes
a friend.
Sometimes you got to give her a little attention. That's what we have to do. It's the price of doing business with Ellen DeGeneres, you know?
I can't believe she does this after...
I know.
After the Mother's Day
show. The Mother's Day show.
We just taped the Mother's Day show, and she's exhausted.
God bless
her. And she's
like,
you guys are doing a podcast? I'll come by.
I don't even want to do it.
I honestly feel bad for people that have to listen and be in our podcast. Let alone Ellen DeGeneres.
All right. So now listen. Yeah, the Mother's Day show aired on Friday, so it's only Tuesday, so you can absolutely go on your DVR and see it, and you have
It's required.
Yeah. It is required.
I mean, you can't.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would miss it. We work really hard on it. It's really funny. It's
it would
really
be
visual.
Hurtful if you didn't watch
and
it.
And as an added bonus...
Not a bonus.
Andy Lassner was the character... He did this in protest.
Against his will.
Yes, against his better judgment.
And because of Kevin, I was not allowed to see what I was wearing... Till moments before
Kevin,
the show,
Kevin
so there could be no protest.
So we have Pickle Boy every year.
A few years ago, we introduced a gherkin guy, and you had small pickles next to Matt's big girthy pickles.
That is correct.
Then I think you were a lactation expert.
Yes.
Yep.
And Ellen asked you about breastfeeding on the spot. You didn't have no idea what questions were coming.
Which is fine.
And then this year, Allison Ballion, one of our wonderful writers, thought it would be fun if she's like, women don't only crave pickles, they also crave ice cream. And Ellen loves this Craig's ice cream.
Yeah.
This vegan ice cream.
So we got in touch with them. They wanted the ice cream, and she invented a banana split boy. And then her and I sat down. We drew up an outfit for Andy that we're very proud of.
And you know,
designed that costume?
Yeah.
And if you would picture where the worst possible suggestive place to put the giant banana,
I would think that
that's where it was.
Be like a banana boat; it would go like side to side, so that
as you
were standing there, it would come out of your sides.
That's a catamaran.
I'm going to suggest.
But when you have Kevin Lehman in charge of that,
The banana goes sort of front to back. It's sort of phallic.
Yeah,
like a big
to
banana.
To say the least.
Yeah,
and that's it. And then they put a cherry on top of my head, and
cover
I have cherry
little
boobs.
Tiny banana with a big banana,
and then boom, I'm out there.
This is the moment where I learned that Kevin had designed that costume. That it wasn't a costume that pre-existed someplace and then you got a hold of.
When I'm putting it on and we're moments before going on air, I go, have Mary or Ed seen this?
Yeah, he said he wouldn't wear it because you guys would be mad. I found that out after the show. Like, they're going to be mad that you're wearing a banana.
A penis.
I got to get a shout out, by the way. Our wardrobe department is fantastic.
They are unbelievable.
They do our mascots for 12 days. Yeah. They do Ellen's Halloween
As uncomfortable
costume.
As I am doing it, they make me feel like it's not as horrible as I feel it is.
And it just
They're
looks
good
fantastic.
At it.
All right, everybody, we've got lots more surprises throughout the hour. That's why we've taken all the necessary precautions. If anyone has emergency cravings, Pickle Boy is back. Pickle, come on out here. Yep. Pickle Boy, he's always here for Mother's Day. It's no big deal. No big deal. D-I-L-L, who's the... Actually, that is my producer, Matt, and he dresses like that every day, and once a year it comes in handy. So that's... And I know you experience all sorts of cravings, so we also have Craig's Vegan Ice Cream. It is so delicious. If you haven't tried Craig's Vegan Ice Cream, I eat it all the time. It is delicious, 100% natural, and so here to pass out that is Banana Split Man. About your outfit, and now I realize why.
Listen, guys, that's all the time we have, all right? So subscribe today on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you're listening right now, and don't forget to watch Ellen weekdays for even more Ellen fun.
Thanks, everybody.
We would so love to know more about you here at Ellen on the Go. Please head over to Wondery.com/survey. It's a really short survey that will help make this show better. The Wondery.com/survey. WONDERY.com/survey. We'd really appreciate hearing from you.